103.7 A Beat. We are live on the radio and live on social media, Facebook, YouTube, and all the major platforms. Big Rob, PA, here inside the Drive at Five. How are you doing today, sir?
I'm fine, sir. How are you?
Doing great. Doing great. Our first guest for 2025 in on social media and live stream. We had guests yesterday for radio.
Yeah.
But it's our first live stream.
Yes, sir.
So, and it's a very important topic. You've been hearing about Casino Project in Muskegon for a very long time.
Very long time.
13, 14 years, 15, probably longer than that, been talking about a project in Muskegon. And we are here with, we call him the chief. They call him Ogama from the Little River Band of Ottawa Indians in Manistee and Muskegon. We're joined by the head man himself, Larry Romanelli. Larry, welcome to the show. How are you doing today?
I'm doing good. How are you two doing? You look good.
Guys. Oh, thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
Looking good. Yeah. Yes.
So, Larry, man, it's been a long time. You guys have been working on this project for the casino for a long time for Muskegon. Yes. A news story broke a couple of days ago saying that this project is pretty much dead.
Yes, it's right there. I don't know if we can still go forward or not. It's reached a very critical point. And what's happened, I don't know if you want me to just start talking, but
sure.
What happened was, Eck, I believe it was in 2022, presented a packet to the governor. We had done all the work we needed to do through the Department of Interior. We presented the packet to the governor. At that time, she said she wasn't ready to give a decision on our project until she knew what was going on with the Grand River Band's efforts in getting federal recognition. So she refused to give an okay to our project to go ahead. The governor's support is needed. It was needed back then 2 years ago. She really, one has nothing to do with the other. We've been working on this for 13, 14 years now. But 2 years ago, we gave her the packet, and because of Grand River Band, she said she wanted to hold off until she saw what was going on with the Grand River Band out of Grand Rapids. One has nothing to do with the other. The only thing that we're connected in is that we're all Grand River Band Indians. There were 19 chiefs of the Grand River Band tribe. We took 9 of those 19 chiefs and became the Little River Band. So one of the bands of the Grand River. Kind of hard to understand in some ways, but so we all share the same historic homelands. That's the only connection we have. I believe, and the Department of Interior believes, that she should not have used that for a way to disallow our project to go forward. So once she did, that project, that package was dead. The Department of Interior then suggested to us that because it's such a good project, that we resubmit another packet, put another packet together, which would look very much like the first one, only we would have to update some of the information because it's 2 years later. So over the last 2 years, we've been working on that updated project. And so we've done a lot of work. And what happens is that all the work we did, we've invested over $30 million. I think it's closer to $35 million into this project and $14 million. What's happened is that some of the impact studies that we had to do, whether it's on traffic studies or whatever, those have a shelf life. Because new businesses may move in, so there's more traffic, and you know, you have things like that. So they have a shelf life. Well, that shelf life is about running out here if we don't do something, and it may already have passed, I'm not sure. And if that happens, then we have to start all over again, which means another 5, 6, 7 years and another millions of dollars. And our tribe just cannot do that. So I talked to the governor, I think, in October, and I explained to her that we're presenting another package that looks just about like the first one, but we're looking for some support. We've not received a yes or a no or really anything from the governor's office, and it was really needed. And we're right at the breaking point now where we, if it hasn't happened, I don't know that it's dead or alive, to be honest with you. I think it's near completion. And we've worked so hard.
Wow. So let's get this right so people can understand. Governor Whitmer has the power to approve the project for the casino to be in Muskegon. Is that a fact?
Yeah, to move forward. Yep. And we've done everything we should. Everything was good. It was a great package, by the way. And yeah, but we need the governor's concurrence on this. And we just haven't had it after all these years. And it's a little frustrating because we know we promise, 1,500 jobs at a minimum, more like 4,000 jobs in the area. Wow. And we know how important those are. We know that it could create economic development. And from where you're sitting at probably right now, it's a matter of a couple miles is where we're at. So the affecting community and economic development is there. We also know that the project brings money to the state and local government. We're talking about a couple million dollars to the local government and probably $10 million to the state government. And we're not asking for $1 from the taxpayers on this project. And it gets frustrating because every day you read something that where the state of Michigan has approved a company coming in and they create 65 jobs or 47 jobs or 150 jobs. We're talking about 1,500 at a minimum here for West Michigan. And somehow it feels like West Michigan kind of doesn't always get in on what the rest of Michigan gets. And this project goes all the way up from Manistee, where I'm at right now, down to Holland and over to Grand Rapids. We have a 9-county service area that really would be affected greatly, and you're sitting right in near the focal point here. So we're not asking for any money, so it's a little disturbing or concerning that we couldn't get the thing going, and everybody's interested in it. I think we have like 90% support for it.
This side of the state. Now, Larry Romanelli is on with us today, chief of the Little River Band, Ottawa Indians. Now, you were going to work with the city of Muskegon Heights on water supply and some other resources, right?
We were looking at, there's several things that have changed over the years. We did work with the city of Heights, and I know they go through some of the same things I'm going through. I've been in office now for 18 years. And over the years, we've worked with the city and talked about different things that could be utilized. Now, the water system, I'm not sure where that went because there was some things going on, I think, with Norton Shores and Fruitport and Heights and our project. And I don't really know where all that went, but we were talking about different things. We were talking about jobs that we could create. We were looking at that. It would be the southeast corner of the Heights to kind of hopefully do some work there because you're right there on Airline and Getty in that area and move forward towards the downtown as well.
With housing and other projects.
Housing. And we're doing Odenoe out there in Fruitport. And that was basically economic development. It wasn't for our tribal members or anything. It was economic development. We looked at doing some other housing in the area because we have some special abilities. And if we can provide jobs and housing, that's key to bringing in business as well. So those were some of the things we were looking at. And I honestly, I don't even know where the tribe is on some of those projects. It's been so long. Right. And, things keep changing out there by where our casino was to be. There's a new development. I think there's a credit union went out there, a new hotel. Yeah. And it's building up, but it could sure use a shot in the arm. And we know the mall was suffering greatly there for a while, and I think it still is.
Still suffering.
And they were calling me, begging me for some kind of good news, and I just couldn't give it to them. I couldn't lie to them. And they said, can you give us anything? Because we're really hurting. And it's just unfortunate that the whole area, and the Heights too, could benefit so much by just creating that area. It was a horse racetrack, so there's no issue with gaming. It's right there at 31 and 96. I mean, you can't get any better than right there. We did the studies. The impact would be in actually great impact because of the jobs and the economic development around there.
Wow. Larry Romanelli is on with us, Rob. I'm coming to you in a second. If you're watching online, if you got a question, you can type in your question or comment for Larry about the casino project in Muskegon. And if you have any thoughts or your opinion, you can share it online while we're live and we're get it out there. Rob, you got a question for Larry?
Yeah. Do you think it's just the governor, or do you think it's our cousins on the east side of the state? Because there was a thing that came out about, you know,
elected officials there,
elected officials in Detroit, talking about they didn't want it to go there because it'd take business away from them.
Yes. Yes, I absolutely think that might be, you know, and I understand the position that a governor would be in. I do it too as a chief of a tribe. You have everybody pulling at you for different reasons. Obviously, a lot of votes and a lot of money come out of the east side of the state. And so she doesn't want to, you know, upset that group either. However, we know the impact is minimal towards that side of the state. We've done every study you can think of. And for the casinos in that area in the business, it takes very little from there. It really doesn't. Do I think that's behind it? Yes, I do. I also think that closer casinos also have had an impact on that as well. And when, and just to be quite honest, that when somebody can throw $5 million somebody's way and a tribe like me can only throw $50,000 or $100,000, you know, it makes a difference. And, you know, do I think that happened? Well, I mean, it's politics, you know.
But money talks.
Yeah, it does, you know, and you know, it's sometimes going up against a big wall, and it's like, darn, you know, West Michigan could use it. It's good on all counts. And, you know, when you look at, you take a map of Michigan and you see what this means, and you take a look at the other casinos, this is a big, wide open area right here, and it would do so much. It would bring people from Chicago.
Right.
We know that right up the coast. In, right. You know, there's a lot of tourists that love Native American facts and histories and casinos, and it would bring them right up the coast. And you've got Four Winds down there at the start, go right up along the coast, go all the way up to the bridge, and bring, you know, good business in. And we have an airport within 5 miles. We have a water park within 15 miles. We have, you know, good transportation. Everything fits. It just fits. So, and there's a frustration out there. I can't go to any restaurant or store that they're going, hey, Omega. They call me Omega sometimes. Go, where's our casino? And I go, man, I am working at it every day. And so the support's there, you know, and there's people say, you know, man, when that comes in, you know what, I'm going to ask you for a job. And I'm like, okay, well, I don't run HR. But, yeah, there's jobs there. People would like to. You know, either be a dealer. Some people are fascinated by being a dealer. I don't know what that is. It pays pretty good, but, you know, but they say, I'd like to be a dealer sometime. And it's like, yeah, you know, there's all kinds of jobs. And it's all the way from parking the cars in the beginning, all the way to the back of the house where we have accountants and lawyers. And, you know, you have a wide variety of jobs there. And we've done great up here in Manistee. Through all the pandemic and all that stuff, we still here. We're still creating jobs, you know.
But what kind of jobs? Are these decent paying jobs, Larry?
Yeah, the average is, well, last time I looked, and it might be a little different now, it's about $50,000, $55,000 average.
Woo!
And with great benefits.
And this is without college degrees.
Yeah, some of them are, some of them aren't. You know, I mean, it depends on what job you have. But, yeah, I mean, good. There's some good entry-level jobs here that still – pay pretty darn good, you know, and I think we do pretty good overall. You know, we have a lot of long-term employees because of it. And yeah, you don't need, you know, me, I did my work in construction. That's how I raised my family, you know, and I didn't have any kind of, I didn't even have a high school diploma at the time, but the trades were where you went if you didn't have a college education, and I made it work, you know. Well, we have those kinds of jobs because we have maintenance, constant maintenance that goes on. And so you can, you know, you have hotel. We'd have a smaller hotel, but with hotel, and then you have the casino, and then you have, you know, all these different things. So Yeah, I mean, there are jobs. And people say, oh, my God, well, you're going to bring it in and you're going to hire all Native Americans. We can't, you know, even if we wanted to.
Not enough, right?
No, even up here, you know, we hold about a 20%, 25% of the staff are Native American or, you know, related to. So 75% go to the community, you know, and that's the way it would be there. And So it's just frustrating. You know, I'm getting up there in age and, man, you know, this was a big deal for me. It was a big deal because I'm a Muskegon guy. You know, I still live in Muskegon.
Right.
And I grew up there and I grew up in the Jackson Hill area back in the 60s. And so,
wow.
Yeah. Wow. That's going back. And in the 50s. So I'm now 73, going to be 74 here shortly. And, you know, it's frustrating to me. It's well, really
I want to ask you about the ancestral ties, the Little River Band, Ottawa Indians. Ancestral ties to Muskegon, if you don't mind, share a little bit about that.
Sure. And what we had to do with the Department of Interior is we had to show we had a connection to the community and that we really had the ties. Well, myself, I'm basically half Native American and half Hines. You know, you see the Italian name. I've got some Italian in there and maybe a few others. But you know, I have the ties. So what we had to study was the Native American ties to the area, and the West Michigan in this area was all Ottawa Indians. They weren't Potawatomis in this area so much. It was Ottawa. So we had to show that. Luckily for my tribe and for myself, I had to do some research, and I found out that my great-great-grandfather was one of the signers to the 1855 treaty.
Wow.
Great.
Wow.
So then we went back, and we found out that the 1837 treaty, my great-great-great-grandfather was a signer of that treaty. So they said, oh, my God, do you have connections? Yeah, lived here all my life. All my family lived here. So we had to make that connection. And I thought it was pretty cool to, you know, do that research. And
wow. That's amazing. So these treaties would be that you guys would be in this land, and then America would come in and push you out even further and sign a treaty, say, okay, you can stay in North Muskegon now. We're pushing you out of Jackson Hill. And then they'll come back and violate that treaty.
Yeah, kind of, sort of. And our last known reservation was right up in Dalton. Dalton, you know, 15 miles to the north. That's where our last known reservation was. And in the 1940s, I believe it was, they had the Indian Reorganization Act. And they said, okay, all you, you know, basically, Indians, you're going to have to leave. And some of the families said, not us. We're sticking around. So I'm part of that. And so we're still here. And, you know, the treaty of 1855, I believe, oh, gosh, now it's his history here. But right. It's what created Michigan. You know, they had to make a treaty with the Indians to create the state of Michigan. So it feels kind of weird to me to say, OK, hey, can I come back and can I do business on the lands? It's like
your land.
Yeah. I mean, that's kind of a bizarre thing. And I don't like to get all cranky about it, but. You know, it just feels funny that I have to come back and beg the state, which we helped create, to say, hey, you know, I want to offer some jobs to the, you know, and I'm not asking for any money, but can we offer some jobs and create a business here? And they go, well, let's think about it. Wow. What are we thinking about?
You know? Right.
So,
wow. Yeah. We got a question, Rob. Can you take this question?
Yeah, Rob.
Online question.
Oh, okay.
Can you see? Well, from Stephen Black, he said, how long would it take to complete the total project once approved?
We've had a two-year statement that we've been using, and I think that would be it. Now, 2 years ago, had she signed it, we'd already be up and running. You'd be lights and cameras and action would be going just about now, because it was about a two-year project. We had some things in place now. We had, you know, like people that were ready to do the work in the underground and all that. We'd have to put that back in place. I'm still saying about a two-year time.
Really?
So if she, you know, if this is still viable, and again, that's the question, and she were to give a yes here and we could follow through, I'd say about 2 years is probably reasonable. And, you know, it might take a little more because we have to, you know, regroup everything again. But right. That's about the time frame. Sure.
Wow. Wow. It's so what do you think people should be doing? Should they call the governor's office? Should they call the local elected officials? How should people sound off? How should people in Muskegon and West Michigan sound off on this?
I feel bad for West Michigan, because the local area, we've asked them to sign and send letters, and they've done it. They did it in great fashion, and they made all those connections for us and for themselves. They turned out in great numbers. We've had, you know, rallies there. I think we're kind of past that. I mean, if they were to call the governor, wouldn't hurt a bit, or the local officials. And we've had bipartisan support for this. You know, we've had local Dems and local Republicans that said, yeah, this thing survived. It started out with the Obama administration approved it nationally, and then the Trump administration, and then the Biden administration. And now we get the second Trump administration. And from all indications, all of them, you know, the three have already supported it. And this next one coming in said, you know, they're kind of, and that's what kind of brought this to light, is because some of the people coming in said, hey, we understand you have a project that, you know, is kind of promising with jobs and economic development and money. And I said, yeah, hits all three of the marks. So there's an interest there. And I said, but the problem is we're kind of out of time here. And so we've had great support from everybody. And I hate to ask the local community to do anything more, because they've gone out of their way to be kind and appreciative and supportive. But if they want to do something, yeah, call the governor's office and go, what the heck? You know, and again, you know, I hate to be a Debbie Downer, but it's like, it may be too late. It may really may be too late. And that's why I reached out to the local, I think it was the local paper, and I said, you know,
wow.
This is the last, it's kind of like a Hail Mary.
Right.
Yeah. Can it happen? If it can, I'm going to use everything I can to make it happen, because, man, I've invested a lot of time in this. Not only me, but a lot of people, you know. And the jobs wouldn't take 2 years to start. The jobs could be starting, you know, well, almost immediately. I think by this, you know, we're in the winter now, but I think by spring and summer, we'd be looking at construction things and, you know, all the engineering would go into place and all that type of work would start. And there's probably hundreds of jobs there at least starting. And then that creates 1,000 and 1,500 jobs. And then once we get rolling, we still have about 800 jobs up here. And this is a much smaller casino, or a smaller casino than what would be in Muskegon. That'd be a bigger
Muskegon casino. Will be bigger than the Manistee one.
Yeah. Yeah. So, I mean, you know, the constant great jobs are there. So it just is shocking to me that, you know, you hear reports of 100 jobs here and 80 jobs there. And meanwhile, right here, we're looking at more jobs than I know anybody else has, you know, considered lately in Michigan. We had the thing that's going on 100 miles kind of northeast of us, you know, that promises some jobs, but they're asking for a lot of money. We're not asking for anything. Wow. Not asking for any money. It's just kind of boggles my mind. Well, and I feel sorry for the residents of the area, because they talk to me all the time, you know, and I live there, and whether I'm going to Meijer there or whatever, you know, somebody will inevitably holler across the room, hey, where's our casino? You know, and I go to a restaurant.
Right, and, right.
But
right.
I love it. I love it, you know. And but I just feel bad for the community, because we deserve it. We deserve it.
Exactly. And it's a lot of space. We were there. We were there when you guys, you know, bought the Great Lakes, the racing track, and made the announcement. Rest in peace to Robert Mombardo.
He passed away at like 48 or something. Nice.
Yeah.
He was a nice guy. Yeah.
Good guy who was there by your side and
absolutely
been watching this journey. And this is your ancestry of ties. And I just hate to see that Muskegon get caught up in politics from the east side of the state. You know, and what's crazy, you know, Larry, when they for Detroit to get those casinos, there was a statewide election.
Yes.
We voted to support the casinos in Detroit.
Yes.
We voted.
I know.
And now it's time for them to support us.
Right.
They get together and write a letter to the governor to oppose us. It just doesn't seem fair.
Isn't that a kick in their rear end? And the same thing with Gun Lake. You know, we supported them. They were having one hell of a time. And Little River wrote letters of support to say, hey, you know what? We're all Native Americans and we aren't going to fight that. They deserve it. You know, it's economic development. So we supported them with more than one resolution of support. And then they turn around and they're kind of going against us too. I'm like, is this how this works?
Oh, wow. Wow.
You know, and same thing with the East Side. Yeah. I remember the state referendum and I supported it, you know?
Right. So majority of the other casinos are against what you're trying to do.
No, majority of the casinos are not against us. You know, okay. there are 12 Native American casinos in Michigan, and I think three of them are giving opposition. And even some of the local ones that are closest to us are not opposing us, you know. And we realize that, you know, business brings business. And if you get one restaurant and, you know, you say, I just want one restaurant in Michigan or Muskegon, it brings more. You know, it just brings more. And the same thing, you know, people reference Las Vegas, you know. Oh, you shouldn't have a casino on every corner? Well, tell Las Vegas that.
Exactly. You know?
It doesn't work.
Well, Rob, anything before we go?
No, I think you covered everything. And I think Larry did a great job at explaining everything. And the only question I had was about, you know, the east side of the state not supporting it. And I really don't see the problem. There's enough mileage in between these casinos, in between the casinos,
yes,
that everybody can eat decent. Yeah. They may not be, you know, filthy private jet rich, but everybody could eat, you know, right, and have some decent wages around here. And over time, that ain't going to do nothing but get better and bigger anyway, you know. So I don't see the problem. The closest casino to us is
Gun Lake, where he's at. And
that's how many miles away?
Ooh, I don't know. It's been a while.
You understand what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You know, there's miles in between these casinos up this way, you know.
Yeah.
I just don't get it.
No, I don't either. And, you know, when you have businesses growing in Michigan, it helps all of Michigan.
Yes.
You know, that's it. You know, my granddaughter just went to the game, Lions game last week over in Detroit. And we, you know, you interact, you have that corridor, and we should be helping each other. And right, I just don't get it, you know. And maybe I'm not built to be a politician because I don't get it. I didn't want to be a politician anyway. So
right. Well, yeah. I hope that she have a change of heart and do what's right. This is your guys' ancestral land.
Yeah,
let's make it right. And I know you have a huge family here on the Little River Band Ottawa Indians. Now, the grand Little River Band Ottawa Indians that some of you guys were a part of, are they fighting against you in this project? Because I know their hopes were died when the federal recognition was denied.
Yeah, and that's the problem, is we haven't fought against them. I think somebody's been giving misinformation, and it appears to be some of it coming out of Grand River tribe, and I'm not sure why that would be. Like I say, we haven't fought them, you know, and I think there's been some miscommunication to the governor, not trying to give her an out, but I think some of that misinformation is there, you know? And but we really are connected. You know, some of Grand River, their family members belong to Little River. You know, they joined up with our 9 chiefs, and some of our family members still belong to Grand River. We're not fighting with them. And, you know, there's room for everybody. And that's what I just don't get. And not only both tribes will suffer, the ones trying to get federally recognized in our tribe, but West Michigan, everybody's a loser by this, you know. Not to keep going, but if we start construction jobs in Grand River Band is in Grand Rapids, that's a 25, 30-minute trip. If they have people that can do construction or, you know, whatever the hell it is, right, they could get jobs, too, out of this deal. So, right. I mean, the whole area would start to get some jobs. And I don't want to make any false promises, but the fact is that it opens a lot of doors. And so I'm just not getting it.
Just not getting it. Well, mm-hmm. thank you for being available today to talk to us about this matter, very important matter. We talk about bringing Muskegon forward.
Right.
Yeah. I know there was an article that came out about 10 projects in Muskegon, and this project wasn't there because of the uncertainty of it. This right. could be the number one project in Muskegon.
It could.
Yeah.
In
West Michigan.
Yeah, exactly. It shows up on the national radar, actually, too. And so I don't get it, but I really appreciate you giving me the time as well. It's always nice talking to you.
Always.
Too much because we're all busy, you know.
Yes. Yes, we're getting old, man. We're getting older.
I'm getting a heck of a lot older than you guys.
Well, you're looking good, though, Larry. You're looking good. And thank you for always being reachable. And looking forward to having you back on the show again. And hopefully we hoping that in the next 30 days we can get a breakthrough.
Yeah, yeah. And it probably, if it doesn't happen in 30 days, we're really down the river. But I'm going to be doing everything I can, you know, to keep it rolling. So. You'll be hearing about it. And if not, I'll keep you posted. I'll come over and drop by with some donuts and coffee, maybe.
So, okay. Thank you so much. Take care.
Bye, guys.
All right. Bye. All right, Ms. King, that was Larry Romanelli, Ogama from Little River Band, Ottawa Indians, talking about the casino project here in Muskegon. I think if you are a supporter of this project, you need to make a phone call to the governor's office. You need to call our state rep, and I know our state reps and our senators support this project.
Oh yeah,
because we've talked to them.
Yes,
the data is there of how it impacts the community financially.
Yes,
it would be a huge shot in the arm to this community,
big time.
And I'm going to say this to our Democrats, and I know we got some diehard Democrats in Muskegon.
Right,
it's time that you challenge your leadership within your party. And that leadership
definitely
in the party for the state of Michigan is Governor Whitmer.
Yep.
We call her Big Gretch. We like her. She's done a great job with the state overall. She's done a great job when it came to relieving Muskegon Heights of that debt. We're grateful for that. But she owes us one more thing to do for her legacy is to put a rubber stamp this project that will bring 1,500, 2,000, up to 4,000 jobs. It's going to be beneficial for everybody, not just Native American, not just Black, not just whites, but everybody's going to be at the table, be able to eat.
Yep.
She owed it as part of her legacy. So if you're a Democrat and you got the ear of the governor, rather than, I know we can have our conversations where we say, thank you, governor, we appreciate you, we're glad to talk to you. But in the same conversation, challenge her.
Yes.
Because we have to do that with our friends, right?
We have to.
You know, when I interviewed...
You challenge me a lot.
Like, when I interviewed President Biden, the President of the United States, there were questions that they wanted me to ask, but there were questions I wanted to ask him.
Yes.
And he got the message indirectly, and I didn't even have to ask him, and he just started talking about Africa. I'm like... but these conversations got to happen, man.
Yeah.
And I know sometime within our party, we're scared to challenge the people within the party. Thinking that you're being disrespectful. No, they owe you.
Yes.
Governor Whitmer owe Muskegon, West Michigan. Y'all are the one that got her elected. Y'all went out there and towed the line and got her elected, put her in office.
Yeah.
Two times.
Yeah.
Call in on your investment. Your vote is your investment.
Yep.
Get something out of this.
Definitely.
It's your babies who don't, everybody don't want to go to college. Everybody don't, you know, college is not for everybody.
No.
But maybe they're good with their hands. They can be a dealer.
Yeah.
Maybe they're good at cleaning. Maybe they're good at greeting. Maybe they're good in entertainment.
Yeah.
Maybe they're good at parking cars. You can get $100, $200, $300 tip night.
Yeah.
These are your babies that we're talking about with jobs. Maybe they're good in security. Maybe they're good in cooking. There's so many jobs that are out there that you don't have to go to college for, Rob.
Yes.
That we're left off the table because of politics.
Yep.
And all I'm saying to our leadership in Muskegon who are at the table in the Democratic Party, because if you ask the Republicans to do it, they're going to say, oh, it's our politics. We need the Democrats to challenge Governor Whitmer. That's what we need.
Yes.
That's what's going to make a change.
Definitely.
Our county commissioners, our mayors need to get on the phone together, get a rally together, need to call her up, say, what about us? What about us? All right. That's all I'm saying.
Yes, sir.
Thank you for watching. Thank you for watching online. Going back to my music here on 103.7 The Beat.